all over. Now it's all ghosts. Come out of the clover. She lived in this house 40-odd years or so. She was buried in the back with the English and the natives, slaughtered like sheep, women and babies, lot of blood and tears, 300 years ago. It's like you're caught up in the trees, in the webs of spiders, spun out of leaves, ghostly riders, looking for a trail to find their way back home. But there's nothing back there, or tomorrow, no place they can put their sorrow, heavy as death, cold as a broken stone. And I call this place my homeland, and I claim this land I own. But it belongs to another people. They possess it in their bones. Televisions humming down low beneath the subdivisions. All they really want is if we can hear them now. They've been troubling this plane, looking for attention, making crazy tracks. They need an intervention. All they really want is to get back home somehow. So build up a fire, say a little prayer, and cook a little meat. Pull them up a chair and offer them a plate. Maybe we can all find peace. You can't bury anything, men or nations. Old memories, old vibrations. The pain doesn't stop just because the killing ceased. Bedsheet, nightmare sky, bloody with the red heat, started to shake, cause I couldn't find my way back home. Well, I landed in the ditch, landed in the gutter, landed in the arms of my long lost mother, crying like a child, Bayou Pierre grown. I call this place my home, and I love land I own. It belongs to another people. They possess it in their bones. Yeah, I call this place my homeland, and I claim this land I own. But it belongs to possessing.